Hey everyone, just a quick note before this podcast episode starts. We realized after the recording that Lexi's microphone was slightly blown up. I think it's not too much of an issue and I think you can definitely listen to this episode, but just letting you know that we are aware of the issue and it will not happen in the future episodes. I also wanted to let you know that we are now on Patreon if you want to support our podcast. There's a way now to do so. I will put a link in the description of this episode and that's it. Thanks for your understanding and I hope you enjoy your listening. Hey!
Hi! How are you?
Hello! Everyone? We're doing videos again.
We're in videos again, yes.
So people who are listening to us on podcast apps, they're like, what are they talking about?
What's going on? So you can watch this episode on our YouTube channel on which we'll be posting podcast episodes.
Yeah.
The ones that will be videoed. Video is not even a word.
Filmed. Yeah.
Filmed.
Yes.
Yes. And maybe other things that Nelly wants to put in there. So brand new adventure. I'm really excited for this one. So we're going to try to do more videos for you guys if you want to look us in the eyes while we talk to you. So today, for everyone who's actually watching, you can watch my pesky little white leg.
Yes.
Because it's hot today.
It is.
It is.
It is 21 degrees.
21 was in the morning, then it got to 25.
Yes.
And in Australia, it's like, it's a different 25.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've realized while moving to Australia. Like in Europe, 15 Celsius is like, that's fine. In Australia, 15 Celsius is like, this is freaking cold.
Yeah.
And now then there's this jump of 21 in Europe is like, oh, that's nice. And 21 in Australia is like, whew.
It's getting the sun really burns. And
it
stinks you like a
It's really interesting. It's like it's the same temperature, but it's not really.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, today we're going to be continuing the series on which you get to know more of us. And in the last episode, if you haven't listened to it, go to it. We're talking about Noelle's life story.
Hey.
It's pretty interesting. I learned a lot, actually.
I had to summarize a lot. You know how I realized?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you summarized a lot. We actually discussed it later in the car, so I got to know more. But
yeah.
I learned a lot. I learned a lot. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. So today, we're going to me.
Yeah. Which I feel like I'm going to learn more about you than you're going to learn about me. Because the past episode, I told you a lot about moving to Australia. But because you were moving to Australia, I already had told you in our private life lots of things. So I feel like you didn't really learn. But I feel like I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn heaps.
I learned a lot. So yeah, we're continuing this because there's a lot of assumptions. And we wanted to just kind of show you that assumptions are not necessarily as you think they are. So we are really quick as human beings to assume a lot of things about other people.
Yeah.
So I hope in the last episode you learned a lot about Noelle's life. So this time I'm going to go to me and I know a lot of assumptions about me. So I know that a lot of people will be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I didn't have many assumptions about you. Oh. I told you who had assumption what? About
yeah,
you
know.
In my life.
Yeah, that's one of the assumptions that's going the most.
Yeah.
So, hey,
yeah.
I knew about this one. I was like, ah, that's fine. I know about it. It's like a lot of people think so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get started. Start with Mini Lexi.
Mini Lexi. So I was born in a really nice city of Gdynia in Poland, mm-hmm. which is north of Poland. You can just write it in Google Maps. It's next to Gdansk and Danzig for Germans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice place. It's next to the beach. It's
Ooh.
Really awesome. And I lived with my mom and my dad and my sister. My mom was once divorced already, so my sister is actually my half-sister, but I don't really believe in it. I actually generally believe that going with the surnames by the dad is stupid because the woman is the only one who's sure that it's his.
That's actually
just
true.
Saying. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It is like that. It's like, she can be sure it's his.
Yeah.
That's it. Throughout history, that should be the thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm... another thing, I may be having some issues with talking about my past and tough things, and I usually talk about it as if I was talking to you about how to make a sandwich.
What does that mean?
It's going to mean that I can talk about really tough stuff in a way that you will be like, This sounds oddly entertaining and sad at the same time.
Like casually.
Yeah, casually. Mm. I'm casually talking about the hardest stuff of my life. This is what my therapist said, that this is... she gave a name to it, but I forgot it because it was complicated.
Okay. So,
anyway.
Hold on, I'm holding on to my butt right now. I'm like, what's going on?
So, I lived with my dad and my mom and my sister mm-hmm. in a place. It was an apartment that was changed into an apartment from an attic.
Okay.
But it's not like the cool things that you may now imagine. It's like the roof was so low that my dad sometimes had to hunch a little bit. He couldn't get into the windows because it was way too low. And it was way too low even for me as a 7-year-old, just saying. Mm. And we didn't have central heating. We had two clay fireplaces to give the warmth to the entire apartment. Mm-hmm. And as you may imagine, winter in North Poland was not really nice.
Gentle.
There was no insulation. There was nothing. Mm. And in general, I don't remember much from my childhood. Also, we're going back to the therapy stuff. but I remember standing next to my sister between the cupboard and the clay fireplace, so we wanted to get warm. It was so cold.
No.
This is one of the reasons why I really hate cold.
Yeah.
I really cannot stand it because I have a lot of really bad memories from it. And you said that your family was really like not middle class or anything.
Yeah.
We lived in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty bad. I was sick all the time. And I was a lot in hospitals because I had asthma, and my mom had to take a lot of care of me. She couldn't work at one point, then she could again, and she was doing her best. She was working at the casino the entire night. We sometimes didn't have money for food. My mom had to borrow money from my uncle for food.
Yeah
we're getting there. So yeah, to everyone who thinks that I'm coming from a rich family,
already assumption one is like tick.
Assumption one. I know hunger. I really don't wish it to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad, and it will not be just once in my life when I felt the hunger, and it also creates some problems there. But my parents got divorced when I was around 8.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was having her own business. She was selling water filters.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my sister and me, we went with my mom. My dad stayed by himself. And I didn't really have much contact with my dad because he was having a lot of excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you call your dad and you're like, hey, can I come for a weekend? And he's like, no, because I have to clean.
Mm-hmm.
And as an 8-year-old, you don't really think much of it. And then you're an adult and you're like, yeah, wait, like, why would you say that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was what it was. So we moved to Gdansk with my mom and my sister. My sister went to the university, so it was just me and my mom, and it was pretty tough. It was really, really tough, actually. And I don't remember much from this either.
Yeah.
This is when I was on the therapy for the first time, because in Poland, if your parents are getting divorced and you are like below some kind of a threshold age, you get a therapist.
Okay.
Which is great.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. It's it's really interesting. And it's like as a kid, I was thinking like, I don't need that. But to be honest, as an adult, I think I probably needed that way more than I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think every kid should get it, by the way, whenever your parents are splitting.
Mm.
Because as a kid, it's really traumatic. Even if you don't think it is, it is.
Mm.
So my sister actually went, she finished psychology.
Okay.
So it was really interesting also because she was having like a lot of those tests on the university, and she had to do like, you know, like tests on people, and she was doing all of them on me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was her one person that she was doing tests on all the time. And it was interesting as well because at one point she came back home and she sat with me and she was like, hear me out. I love that you fill those tests, but are you filling them like consciously different? And I'm like, not necessarily. Why? And she's like, yeah, because one of my professors actually said that she liked the third person the most.
Oh, what does that mean?
And I was like, does it mean that I'm a golem or something?
The third person.
Yeah, exactly. The third person. I was like, what do you mean by that? So anyway, I was always getting different names so my sister wouldn't get into trouble for using one person for all of her tests. So
okay.
Yeah, I really hope that it was about like person.
Yeah.
Not that I have issues there.
Oh my god. So you mean your sister was giving her tests and giving different names, like as if she was interviewing different people.
Yeah.
But
it was all me.
And then someone thought you were like, oh.
They liked the third person the most. And she said it after like five. So I was like, Anyway, we're getting that. It still wasn't really good. Like we were getting alimony from my dad, which also was not enough, of course. Because at one point, my mom still says it, that at one point my dad decided not to pay alimony during the summer because in summer we don't go to school.
Okay. That's me. That's my face. People who just listened didn't see it, but I'm like, can't see anything, say anything about it.
Like, it's like there are things in life to which you can say whoa to. That's it. That was the situation.
I had no words.
Yeah, my mom had to go to the court and be like, you know that like during summer kids still have to eat, right? So that was it.
Damn.
So my mom was working two and at one point three jobs to keep us afloat.
Yeah.
And it was getting better with time, of course. Currently, my mom and dad do well. So thanks for asking, guys.
I was wondering.
Yeah, they're doing okay. They're doing fine. I think we just went through this really tough time.
Yeah.
It was tough. Mm-hmm. Anyway, then we're going to skip on the pod because it's going to get too dark.
Oh.
And at the age of 16, I was forced to live alone.
Oh, okay.
So I was living by myself as a 16-year-old, having just the alimony. And trust me, it wasn't enough for the bills. So I had to work. Mm. And I was working in a friend's restaurant as a waitress. So I was going to school. And after school, I was going straight to the restaurant. And I was working there until 10 p.m. And then coming back home on my foot because I didn't have a car, obviously.
Yeah.
Or a bike because I couldn't afford a bike. So I was going back on my foot. It was like half an hour or 45 minutes walk at 10 p.m.
Damn. Great. 16 years old.
16 years old. Yes. And then I had to get up at 6 a.m. to, you know, go and take a train to my school. And it was going and going and going for years.
Yeah.
And this was the second time in which I was hungry. And I was being helped out by teachers at my school.
Oh, really?
Yes. They noticed that there was something wrong. They didn't want to make a big thing out of it.
Yeah.
They knew that I had problems. They couldn't really figure it out. I didn't want to talk about it. And they were giving me sandwiches.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was actually really nice. I do appreciate. So if you are my ex-teacher, thank you.
That's amazing.
You are appreciated.
There are some good people in this world.
Yes. So that was it. And I was working since I was 16. I was not partying at all because I was dead, trust me on that. I was also working on the weekends just to have extra money. And then I was working from 12 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
So it was every single day I was at work. Yeah. And tips are great, by the way. If you ever have a dinner at the restaurant, really tip those waiters because they deserve it.
Yeah.
I'm still
learning. It's a hard job.
It is a really hard job. And sometimes people are just so shitty.
Yeah. Oh, and they treat you terribly. Like,
yeah, they do. It's my job. I mean, it's not my fault that the cook didn't do what I said. Yeah. You don't have to shout at me.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not my fault. I was crying a lot by this time.
Oh.
But we're back. Back to the topic. So my dad shows up in my life again when I was like 18
years old. I'm scared somehow.
Yeah, I mean, he was there. He was kind of there. He was sometimes like during the weekends and stuff like this. And he kind of got it. Like, I remember that with my dad. We were meeting up on the weekends.
Mm.
And I do appreciate it now, actually, when I think about it. But we were meeting up and we were going for dinner. And I was eating a lot on this dinner, trust me. Because I was thinking, like, I need to eat a lot. Because otherwise, I'm going to be hungry again.
Yeah.
And if you were wondering why I post so much food, this is it. my dad had a rule, which was saying that I chose this life for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he can help me out by buying me clothes or books or things that I need that are like things that I just generally need. Mm-hmm. But he cannot pay my bills and he cannot buy me food.
Okay. Mm. But so you didn't really choose the knife, did you?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
All right, that's fine.
It wasn't like I did chose it. It was kind of like I was forced to, and there was no way out of the situation.
Yes, okay.
And then there was this moment in which, you know, two people don't want to say sorry. I would like to hear sorry one day, but it won't happen. So it was a really tough situation. So we were going for dinners though. So and I was having something to put on myself during winter. So he was buying me like jackets and stuff. So it was great. Loved it. And books.
Okay.
So I appreciate it now because my dad actually, I feel right now that it did tell me like I have to do stuff myself.
Yeah.
And there is no help. Anytime soon coming. And this is okay because like I think a lot of times kids, especially girls, are being told that there is this knight in the silver armor, which by the way historically this was the last thing you wanted to see. It really was. It really was the worst thing you wanted to see.
It's true.
We can go on it. Actually, yeah, let's skip this on advertisement. So if you were a princess or like a noble woman back in the Middle Ages and you were like taken away somewhere, when you saw the knight in the silver armor, you were considering suicide because those knights in silver armor would either take you and kind of like... Well, yeah, rape you and make you their wife so they can have a good life as a noble. Mm-hmm. Or make you their wife so they can have a good life as a noble. Or, well, actually save you from one imprisonment and take you to another so they can get money so they can live a nice and noble life. So they were the worst.
Yeah, we don't need knights.
They were the worst. So yeah, as a girl, I think you being told a lot that someone will come and save you...
Mm.
My parents showed me that this is not necessarily an option.
Yeah.
And probably for a good reason. Yeah, yeah. There was a good reason. So, yeah, I never got a chance to have, like, stuff after school. Like, I never got to go for any lessons after school and stuff like this because my parents couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Then I was in the situation in which I decided for myself. Because I could kind of, like, skip their school, right? Because I was like, I'm 16-year-old. I cannot figure it all out. But I decided that if I will not finish my school, this is gonna be my entire life.
Yeah, that's a
big... And I didn't want that. I thought like if I will learn, if I will finish university, if I will do all of those things, I will get myself out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And this became like my life mission. So I know that that's what we talked about last time, that you made those small choices.
Yeah.
And they get you up the ladder.
Yeah.
And you can just hope that the ladder is on the right wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I decided that I will just... No social life, but I will live and I will finish my school.
Yeah.
So whoever thinks that they should skip school, you're wrong.
Fair enough. That was straightforward.
Straightforward. You're wrong. After my school, I actually finished school with honors. And again, thank you very much to the teachers that were giving me sandwiches.
Yeah.
Because I probably wouldn't finish the school like that.
It's too hard otherwise.
Yeah, it was really hard.
So can you remind us what you studied? Because you said it in the other episode.
Oh, yeah. So in school, I actually finished advanced biology.
Mm-hmm.
In Poland, there's like something like matura at the end of the school. So you pick up the basic and advanced courses from which you want to kind of finish it. And I knew that I wanted to go to architecture like my grandpa.
Okay.
So I needed history, biology for some reason, math.
Yeah.
Physics.
That makes sense.
Advanced biology had to be also in advanced history for some reason. Math, normal, thank God. Physics, normal, thank God. really. There was, of course, Polish, English. I did advanced one, which was really funny because I was the only person in school that did the advanced English because I was a native speaker anyway at this point.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was the only person doing it. So it was me and four teachers in the room. It was great.
That's interesting.
It felt so weird because all of them didn't have anything to do but watch me. And I was like, creepy. I told them that it was creepy too. And they were like, I know. So that was hilarious. So yeah, I finished advanced biology, advanced history. And I'm a history geek. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
I love my history.
Hence the night tangent that we just got 2 seconds ago.
If you want more random stuff, go to my Instagram. I do runs.
Fun facts.
Fun facts. Fun facts of the day. Sometimes I learn something, I just put it on Instagram because I feel like some people need to know.
Yeah, I like your stories.
Yeah, they're nice. Sometimes I'm just messaging them to you or to random people. I'm trying not to message everything to one person so they won't start thinking that I'm weird. So I went to architecture.
Yeah.
And my school was unfortunately paid.
Ah. Oh.
So I spent an entire vacation from the matura to university to get this money.
Mm.
She was hard, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I got into the school that I wanted to, and it was really prestigious school, but unfortunately it was private.
Mm.
So I had to have around 3,000 euros a semester.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
This is why... What I was saying in a previous episode, why friends, people take it for granted. And then you go to other countries and you're like, this is so expensive.
Well, you could go to the normal one, but I really wanted to go to the prestigious one for a couple of reasons. One of them, in the normal university for which you don't have to pay, you have like 50, 60, 70, 100 people. Mm-hmm. And in the prestigious one, you had like 15.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So they were really getting into like, you did wrong this thing. In particular.
Yeah.
So I thought like if I'm about to invest in anything in my life, that's going to be my education.
Mm. Yeah. Good point.
Again, a really small choice that was really hurtful. But so my plan was, and it was a really serious plan, that I will learn so much that I will get the scholarship and I will not have to pay second semester.
Yeah.
Because I had just that much money.
I was going to ask about scholarship stuff.
Yes. So we're getting there. We're getting there. So I did tell my mom that I got into the school. I did tell it to my uncle. I did tell it to my dad. And I was so happy that I got to the school. And actually, that was the first time in which my dad actually gave me money for my school.
Yay. Thanks, Dad.
It was really helpful. Trust me on that.
It's a big, big difference from not paying your mom during the school holiday to then helping you for school. I'm like, oh, he grew up.
At the end of the day, I understand that our parents have no idea what they are doing.
Yeah.
When you're a parent, you probably can agree you have no idea what you are doing. My dad paid for my first semester. Thanks, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And for my second semester, I did get the scholarship.
Yes.
And I was keeping it up until the end of my university. And cool. I finished my university with honors as well.
Nice.
With the final grade of 5.0, which is the highest you can get.
Woohoo! Ah! Well done.
But during my university, I actually decided that I don't want to do it.
It happened.
It happened. No, it wasn't really that. It was that I was having this one pivotal moment in my career in which I skipped the memo that no one was going to this one lesson.
Oh.
I was the only one with the professor that was great. He started telling me what will my future look like. And that was on the last semester, by the way. It was like 3 months before we finished everything.
Yeah.
And he told me that, well, actually, you will have to go to 9-to-5 because you have just engineer's degree. And you will do a lot of projects for someone else. And since you have just engineer's degree, you cannot sign them as yourself. So your boss will say that it's their project.
And then
that if the city is making like a project like, oh, yeah, we're looking for architects to do this park or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They actually know who makes those projects. And it's really not random or best project. It's I know this dude.
Oh, it's like,
yeah,
a bit of corruption.
Yeah. So I went through this and I went through this one talk with him. And we were talking for 1.5 hours about it.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, that's probably not for me.
Yeah.
So I started, I actually applied for some reason the same day I found out there was like a program from Google.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mentorship program.
Okay.
And I applied because I was like, maybe I want to be a programmer. Why not? And I actually got it.
Wow.
So I considered it a sign from the universe. I got a mentor from Google. Her name was Catherine. She was great.
Mm-hmm.
And she got me into a sponsorship program from MIT.
Okay.
And I finished computer science on MIT.
Wow. How long did it take?
It was just a really, really serious computer science on MIT for 6 months.
Okay. Yep.
So it was like basics with Python. And Now, by the way, I was doing this MIT course, which was really drastic, and mentorship program, and I was finishing my university at the time.
Yeah, because you still had to finish it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's heat.
Because I wanted my engineer's degree, because I paid so much money anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to have to do it. So I'm really happy to have this engineer degree. I actually thought that it was a wasted time in my life. But now, considering coming to Australia, it helped me get the visa.
Yeah.
So,
and I feel like what you've learned somehow opened your mind to so many things. It can only teach you. Sometimes studies teach you how to learn and how to. So then, if you need to change career path and you need to learn something, then you're already in the past. You've learned stuff. You're like, okay, this is how we learn stuff. And
yeah, you know. And it also taught me like photography, videography, because it was also artistic, and it taught me like design stuff.
Yeah.
So this helped me a lot in my programming career because I could do front end and back end.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually hired for some time as a contractor for a company that was doing like websites and web applications and stuff like this. And it actually helped because I was the only person who knew any type of design.
Okay.
So that was helpful.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know. So yeah, that was my first job. I got it right away and it was paying 800 euros a month. It's great.
For American dollars, it's probably what, $750? Dollars.
Yeah, something like that.
And in Australian, it's about,
I don't know.
1100?
Yeah, but in Polish, it was a lot. Just so you guys know, 800 euros in Polish was actually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I could pay my bills and buy food.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Finally.
And it was half time. So I was just working 4 hours a day.
Cool.
So it wasn't that bad. I still had time to do my other things. And somewhere on the university, I started doing FPV as well.
Oh wow.
So yeah, that was also tough because a lot of people say like, oh, I would have to save like for 2 months to buy a radio. I was saving for four.
Yeah,
it was fun. So yeah, I started doing FPV and it started to actually be pretty good. I started doing the YouTube stuff. My dad actually got me a camera, my first camera for my birthday. It was great because before I was using like Xiaomi Yi that I got on Banggood for $100.
Yeah.
And I was saving for this camera for like 2 months because I wanted to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And since then it was starting to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I had just this half-time job allowed me to actually build my YouTube and go on all of those races because I was telling to the boss of mine, like, hey, I won't be available for like 5 days. So I just did all of those things within this frame time. And I was really doing a lot of time management at the time.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough as well. But I got a possibility to travel all over the world. I was in Korea, in China, US, a lot of Europe covered, and I was really traveling for free
because of sponsors
and events and stuff like this.
Yeah,
so that actually helped a lot. And this is when I started feeling like my all education and all of the hard work and everything is just really paying back.
Yes,
it was getting there. And then I since I was working since I was like 16 years old, so I did get some savings. I actually had an apartment and I sold it while moving to Germany.
Yeah.
So that was actually great.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Germany. Some people know what everything that happened from this point on.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was living in Germany for like 4 years. Also doing a lot of FPV stuff. And I think FPV really helped me because it also helped me doing more public speaking because I was doing this before for just programming and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Just, you know, inspiring more women to do stuff like that because I also have seen a lot of BS towards women.
You gave me once an example of a teacher. Was that a teacher? No, you were teaching and you saw things.
Yeah. So I was at some point when I was doing the programming stuff, I was doing some public speaking and I was hired by Hackerspace. Yeah, was it Hackerspace? It was. And they were doing like courses for children in schools.
Yeah.
And this is when we noticed really interesting thing. When we were saying that there's a course for kids and we were putting the guy's name first and then mine.
Mm-hmm.
There were less girls signing up.
Oh.
And when my name was first and the guy was second, there were more girls signing up.
I can see.
And it was really interesting because we were testing it for a couple of months.
Oh,
yes. Just skipping the names one way or another.
Hmm.
So there were girls. And they were actually really excited seeing me doing stuff. And I did realize a lot of differences between how boys and girls are being raised. Because when a guy did something wrong in a code, he would come to me and say that this doesn't work. He did everything I did and it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And I would come and be like, okay, you missed a comma here. It's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. That's fine. He learned. It's fine. We're good. Yeah. Now, what girls would do is that they would delete the entire code and say that it's not for them. They are not good enough and stuff like this. And don't get me wrong, guys. You may be having different experience, but this is literally like half a year of my life doing it and seeing it. And I would be like, but it's empty, you know, like there's no code. And we were sitting here for like 2 hours and I so had typing shit.
Yeah.
She was so happy about the colors and stuff of the code that I gave her. And you would just do, you know, like Control Z and there is a code. And there was like a small mistake, like the lack of the comma. And now the boys would say, it doesn't work, repair it. And the girls would say, it doesn't work, I'm not good enough. And I was like, this is kind of like, this is wrong.
Wow.
So a lot of girls actually came to me and they said that, oh, I'm actually here because my mom allowed me. But they said that programming is not for girls. Mm. And the only reason why they allowed them to come was that they were excited because it was a woman giving those lessons.
Oh.
Meaning it is for girls because she's doing it.
Oh.
So this is what I came from with when I say that it's not about saying that it's for everyone. It's about showing that it is for everyone.
Yeah.
And then, I was once invited in one of those schools for like a disco of kids. And it was like primary school. It was like kids like 8, 9, 10. And I saw the situation that will stay with me my entire life. I think I talked about it in the Michael Rollins show too.
Mm.
So there was this boy and a girl, and the boy wanted to, you know, dance with a girl, and she said no. And I mean, you can say no.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do stuff, just say no.
Yeah.
Also, if you get meetings to any, you know, like meetings at work after 5 p.m., you also click no. and this girl said no, and I was like, yeah, that's fine, right? So the guy threw a tantrum. Mm. Like, that was the biggest tantrum I have seen in my life. Maybe not. Okay, wait, I have a nephew. I take it back. But okay. This boy threw a tantrum, and the mom comes in, and I didn't know if it's a mom of the boy or the girl. So I was just looking at it like, okay, I'm not gonna intervene. I'm just gonna look, because that was the first disco in my life of kids.
Yeah.
So I was just standing there, being a little bit confused and a little bit embarrassed of what I'm seeing. And this woman was apparently mom of the boy, and she started telling the girl that she's so naughty because she doesn't want to dance with him. And I was like, this is wrong. Like, you know, I mean, it's like, get to my car. No, thank you. You naughty. You should get into my car. And so, come on.
Yeah.
Maybe I went overboard with this one, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I understand.
She was telling the girl that she's naughty. She's not. She's mean. She should be nice. She should be dancing with him. And I was just standing like, what the?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And then I see the other mom coming, and I was like, okay, that's the mom of the girl, right? And she was. And I was like, yeah, she's going to tell the other mom to just like go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she didn't.
Oh, wow.
So what she did was that she told her own daughter that she's naughty because she doesn't want to dance with the boy. Oh. And I was really saying like, you shouldn't be saying things like this to your daughter. I mean, she said no. She gave her own opinion. She doesn't want to dance with this boy. She doesn't like him. If a guy came to you and be like, marry me, you say no.
Yeah.
If you don't know the guy.
Yeah.
Right? So why would you want your daughter to dance with a guy even though she doesn't want to?
Yeah.
And I told it to them, like, this is wrong. And they looked at me and they said, you don't know anything about children. I'm the mother. I know better. And I'm like, no, you don't. you absolutely don't.
It has nothing really to do with having children or not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really having something to do with analyzing how society works and realizing this is not.
And I literally said, like, one, no, you don't. Two, I'm a teacher, so that should give you something, right?
Yeah.
And I actually don't have any education in being a teacher. So I was just using it as an argument.
No, but...
It didn't work, actually.
Yeah, I still trust your judgment, you know?
Thank you.
And it's not like... There's a limit between saying... I don't know how to explain, but... She was not being mean by saying
no. Yeah,
she just said no. She wasn't like... Oh, you're ugly. No,
it's exactly the thing. Like when a lot of times you see on Instagram, like, oh, when a girl says no, she means yes. No, oh, yeah, she doesn't. She means no. And she said it.
Yeah.
So it's really like, it shows you right away how society works, because what it taught to those kids. And I have, again, no education in psychology, pedagogy, or being a teacher. The boy saw that he can go off with everything.
Yeah.
The girl saw that she's naughty, she shouldn't be saying such things, and she should just be obedient. This is what they learned at this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really hope they're doing fine now, because they should be like 20 by now. Probably, yeah. So yeah, that's basically the thing that I saw, and I cannot put it out of my mind every time I see any type of this really sexism situation. So I saw those types of things.
Yeah.
And fast forward back to FPV.
Yeah.
I did saw it as well. Oh my God, I will never forget. There was this dude, like, I was on a race, and he literally told me, oh, if you was here to watch your boyfriend, the spectators area is there. And I just looked at him and just put my goggles on, because I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I won against him. And with the most sassy thing I could have done was just looking at him and being like, if you're waiting for your girlfriend to fly, the spectators area is just right there. And then I ran away to my friends, because I was like, he's going to kill me.
Just picture you saying that and like,
I literally went to my friends and I was like, if you see this guy approaching, please save me. And they're like, what did you do to him? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. So this happened a lot of times. Like, people go into me, like, from TV, being like, with a microphone, like, you're a girl. And I was like, okay, good eye, I guess.
Yeah, could you say something different?
Yeah, it's like, what did you expect? Like, okay, good job. So yeah, that was my life. That was my life. Actually, yeah, also on my university. If you think it's prestigious school and you pay for it a lot and that means teachers will be nice for you, there was this one dude who literally asked me if I came to this university to find myself a husband. And I was like,
what?
No.
What is this school? Oh my God.
Like, he was going like this for half a year.
I forgot to tell you something.
Oh, there, go.
But it's not, because it's your life story, I want to make sure.
I think we went dark enough.
No, but I feel like I want to make sure we finish about, ooh, before I distract you from what you you had your...
I'm in Australia now.
Yeah, do you want to finish first?
Okay, then... I can just say, like,
yeah,
FPV stuff, it really changed my life. I really think that it gave me a lot of possibilities. And everything that I've done actually got me to the place I'm here now.
Yeah.
There was a lot of other stuff going on, so please don't get me wrong, guys. Like, I've been on therapy since I was 16, for a good reason. And actually, I think everyone needs a therapy.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Everyone has reasons.
Everyone needs a therapy. For real. And I've been having a lot of problems. We will not go through them. But at the end of the day, everything that happened to me, I believe that made me the person I'm now.
Yeah.
If I didn't go through all of this, maybe I wouldn't be myself. And maybe you wouldn't be listening to my voice right now. Maybe there would be a different girl. Or maybe there would be no one else, actually. I'm proud of myself right now, of what I've achieved. And we're there. So in Germany, I had a lot of jobs. I did started my business in Germany, and it was going pretty well up until COVID. Yeah. Up until COVID, everything
COVID
was great.
COVID effed up everything. Yeah.
COVID messed up everything. Yeah. I was about to like speak on the same conference as Elon Musk.
Oh, what?
I was about to speak with him, kind of. And I was like, and it got canceled because of COVID.
What?
Damn you, COVID. Yeah.
Oh.
So I was doing a lot of stuff, just so you guys know, like, back when I was having, like, a lot of travel videos, and I was all over the place, and there was a lot of the empty office series, if you guys remember it from, like, old days. Back then, I was working 12 hours a day.
Oof.
Plus.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't really easy. I was getting up at 5 a.m. every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I don't do it.
I mean,
it was a mistake.
Do it if you want
to. Do it if you want to, but it was a mistake in my books. But anyway, yeah, now I think it just taught me a lot about self-discipline, really doing a lot of stuff, time management, not wasting time on meetings. And I'm really not made for 9 to 5. I think a lot of meetings could be an email or just not really being, not bother me with them.
Yeah.
Do not. But yeah, I think it just taught me a lot and made me a person I'm now. So I'm really grateful for this. So if you guys had any assumptions that got debunked right now, leave us a comment on our Instagram.
People have probably had their jaw here when they started.
You're probably like, jaw is like
at the knee.
Like, yeah, if, I know that a lot of people thought that I come from like rich parents and stuff like this. I was told this so many times and I was like, you could not be farther away from the truth.
Yeah.
Like some people literally ask me like, do you even know how it is to be poor? And I'm like, I do.
Yeah.
Probably there is a chance better than you. So I do remember really being hungry many times in my life. And this is why I'm so fixed on being successful, making money and food. Yeah. And yeah. You can say probably that I'm really fixated on food.
You're a good cook for sure.
But to be honest, like my sister is also fixated on food because of the same situation. We've been going through the same thing. And the difference is like she cannot stop eating. And I cannot stop eating, but also thinking about being successful and everything. So my mind is so fixated on different topics. We're different people, but this one thing is like, it's the same, but it shows that the small choices take you to a different wall on the ladder.
Yeah.
So yeah, but she's doing great, by the way. She's having her own house right now with a husband and a child, and I love them so much, and they live in Dublin, and it's great. And nice. My mom is doing well right now too, and my dad is doing well, so I'm really happy that everyone's doing well. Yeah. And I hope that everyone will do well, and if you are going through a hard situation right now and a hardship, this too shall pass, and just do everything in your power to put yourself in a place in which you want to be, and you will see it will work. It will just take time. It will not be easy because, I mean, I was working since I was 16 and I started succeeding when I was like 23. So it took a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an interesting story.
She looks really scared though.
No.
I told you, you need to do it first so I know how dark can I go.
Well, I didn't go too dark, but yours was very interesting. It's funny how we come from different background, you know, now that I've done mine and you've done yours, we both come from different families and background. You know, you had divorced parents, you were in poverty. My parents stayed together, they're still together. You had a sibling, I didn't have siblings. And somehow we both at some stage for different reasons thought we need to take charge of our life. Otherwise, it's not going to go the way we want.
Oh, yeah.
So it's interesting because you could tell people who listened to the previous episode were like, well, you know, I've said it myself in the episode that I was privileged, even though my parents when I was kids were not super rich. We would eat pasta a lot, but at least we were eating pasta, you know, compared to what you just said. And also, you know, a very strict upbringing for me, and your parents were not giving you much financial support for what you wanted to do.
Yeah, but they were also really strict. They were saying that I need to learn. Like my mom, my mom used to say, and I will thank her forever for this. She said, you don't have to be pretty. First, you have to be smart. And when you're smart and pretty, you will take over the world.
That's true.
So as a kid, I really didn't care if I'm pretty or not.
Yeah.
I started a little bit later when I started doing YouTube, actually. So
you get
a little bit of judgment there. Yeah. But yeah, it really showed me that first I need to be smart, because if I'm pretty, there is no knight in a silver armor coming to get me.
Yeah. My dad, about education, you know, in France, the grading is of when you pass exams, it's from 0 to 20. Most people aim for 12 because 12 gets you anywhere. If I was anything lower than 18 out of 20, I had to explain why. Like if I was bringing a 15 or a 16, my dad was like, why? Oh my God. And I had to explain.
Told it to her, the other week.
Yeah.
About the grades.
Yeah.
So when my parents started doing better, of course, my mom, when she was coming back from the meeting at school, because also at school I was not good at the beginning, and then I realized that if I want learn, I will just really finish on the street and everything, like a lot of people. And I started learning. It was like a little snap for me. And I was like 10 when it happened, actually. First snap, 10. Yeah. And I started learning, and I went through like, because the lowest is 1 and the highest is 6 in school.
Okay.
So I went from 2s to 5 6s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, within a year. So it was interesting. Because I really actually thought that a lot of things that they teach us at school is boring and useless.
It's true.
I actually, at the end of my high school, I told my teacher, from math that if I will ever use any of this, I will call her. And trust me, I finished architecture and programming. I still didn't call. So there's a lot of things that are absolutely useless. So yeah, but I remember when my mom started doing a little bit better and she was coming back from the meeting at school, she was getting me either the Lindt Lindor, those pralines, the red ones, or like eggnog ice cream.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Wait. So,
yeah.
Eggnog.
Eggnog.
There's alcohol in eggnog.
Yes.
How old were you?
11.
Oh my God.
It was so good though.
At 11, having eggnog.
Eggnog ice cream.
Okay.
I don't know if there was much alcohol. In it. I have no idea. I trust my mom.
Okay.
I should probably. But yeah, so whenever I see those red Lindors, I'm like, oh no, I don't deserve it.
Oh,
I
don't really
have, like, do I deserve it?
Next time I bring you them, I force them to eat your Lindor.
So yeah, that was one of the things, like, because my parents knew that my sister and I, we did develop a problem with food. And it wasn't that we wanted to be slim or whatever. We were just so in love with food because we were so afraid, and I'm still so afraid that I will not have it. So yeah. I cannot throw away food. I will eat more just to kind of, I'm fighting it. Now I'm freezing everything if I cannot eat it. But yeah, we were really so fixated on food that they started like rewarding us with like better food.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm fixated on like healthy food, so I will not be sick. I'm, you know, trying to work out and do all of those things and also eat really good food and cook everything myself. But my sister went the other way around. So
yeah,
she went into like all their food.
Yeah.
Just give it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it does. But yeah, if you ever wondered why I'm fixated on food, I think Nelly can tell you, like, she's been here for a little while. She ate a lot of food.
Here. Oh, I love it here. I get feed. Like, I don't even have to say, can I have food? I just, like, food appears. Like, we went on a walk this morning and suddenly I get out of the car and just like, here's a snack. And I'm like, thank you.
Oh yeah, because I had it and RG said like, give it to her, like, because he knew that you like it, because I told him that I was sending it to you from Germany.
Yeah.
And he was like, do it like a surprise, come on. I'm like, ooh, okay,
that was great
this way. So yeah. No, so what,
that was a great weekend we spent together. I'm glad I came.
I'm glad you came.
And I'm glad we're starting to do this recording, this video.
I hope you guys enjoy watching us just talking.
This made me think a few things that you said, because I was going to add more things, but I don't want to. Actually, I want to save it for another podcast episode.
Oh, okay.
When you talked about moments of realization,
because
I'm sure you had several, you know, throughout your life. And I think sometimes
it's,
I sprinkle it in I sprinkle mine in podcast episodes, but I've never really explained how things have happened. I've realized things about, you know, a woman's role in society, like when I started realizing stuff. And I think it would be a good podcast episode.
Guys, if you're interested, comments
like,
in Instagram, please.
Yeah, we're gonna try to do more of the recorded version of this. Obviously, we won't always be on the couch together.
I can do a couch. You can. She's gonna be
on my couch.
On her couch.
Yeah. So
it's a good couch.
But we're gonna edit it in a way that, you know, it looks a little bit more video friendly.
Yeah.
We're still gonna have guests. I have to figure out how we're gonna make that happen with guests. How they're gonna record their own part. But I really wanted to bring this to video platform so that, you know, people who actually want to put us on TV in the background, they can have us visually talking
about
things.
Yeah, you want to watch us? We're here.
Yes. Cool. I think we can call it a day. Is it like almost an hour now?
Yeah, 47 minutes, just like yours. But mine was more talking.
It was interesting. I loved it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
If you guys want to know anything, like tips, tricks on how to make yourself do stuff, whatever, I'm here for you.
You have lots of courses going on now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm trying to like create more passive income because I'm so deadly afraid of being hungry again.
No, but also you share so much valuable knowledge. It's not like, you know, you're not monetizing silly things like your feet or you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You guys have socks. So no.
Socks. But I'm thinking what you give people in exchange of money is valuable. I believe.
Thank you.
So.
A lot of those things are free too. Because I do believe in free education, because I want everyone to be educated so they are able to get themselves out of the situation.
Yes.
Been there. Done that. lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do have a lot of understanding to people who are struggling. And if you guys ever need to talk, you know where to find me. And yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you will get more messages now about stuff like that.
I do enjoy that. Don't worry. I'm here for you. But yeah, I'm usually trying to, you know, like if someone comes to me with things, I will listen.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm not one to give you like advice. Because everyone is different, I can just tell you like what happened to me. So I had a couple of snap situations in my life, usually too late.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, we've all been struggling. Everyone struggles.
Yeah, different levels.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So I mean, at the end of the day, when I'm thinking about it, it's like I came from poverty and a girl who didn't have even food at home into living in Australia, flying electric cars for Airspeeda and just being a pilot, following her dreams and stuff like this. So if I can do it, you can absolutely do it.
Yes. Find ways.
Yeah. And hopefully. It's just about really showing that it's possible. So that's like my life motto is, it's just like a writer's motto. It's show, don't tell.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you anything. You can be literally like, I could tell you that you can do whatever you want. And without all of this background, you'd probably be like, yeah, what can you know about it? I do. So it's about just showing that it's possible. I didn't have anyone to show me that it's possible. So I was just going through thinking like, I can do it. So if I can do it, you guys absolutely can do it, everything you want.
Yeah. 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 Good advice.
Yeah.
If anything.
I hope that this was not too depressive.
I'm not depressed.
As I said, I was talking about it as if I was making a sandwich. This is my coping mechanism.
Yeah.
It is, really?
Yeah. I'm used to this with my mom.
Oh, she does it too?
Yeah, I will not say too much, but yeah, she had a challenging childhood. And sometimes, even to these days, we're talking about stuff and she drops information like you said, like if she was telling me about the weather
in the morning.
And I am like, damn, this is not, you
it's
know,
not normal. Yeah.
It's not normal, but
oh, it's fine. I'm working on it.
She trained me to listen to
that's great. That's great.
No, I really enjoyed it. And thanks for sharing, you know, because this podcast, we don't really know. Once it's uploaded, we don't know which ears it end up going in. And I feel like it's very brave for you to share your story. Like when I suggested it to you, I didn't know if you wanted to tell stuff, you know, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Nelly knew that it's dark somewhere there.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you a lot of stuff, but it's just like an overview here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have a week to talk about it.
No.
Not enough alcohol in this house.
Not enough alcohol. But we'll do more episode about moment of realization of these kind of things in between, obviously,
yeah,
more
that,
tech.
That,
and
that sounds good, yeah. If you guys like want to know like when is the moment in which, if you are tired of something and you want to know when is the snap moment, because it's actually hard to realize when is the snap moment. I was once in the snap moment for 3 months.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
so
like...
So it's not a moment.
Yeah, it's phases sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's phases, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Mm-hmm. And if you did, or if it made you sad, also leave it a like, please.
If it makes you sad, give it a like.
Give it a like, please. yeah, if we really need your engagement, guys. So leave us a comment and like us and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast, because that helps us immensely in making all of this happen. We are preparing some other stuff as well, so don't worry. We're going to try to do as much as possible. Yes. And yeah.
And thanks to Toehole for hopefully
sponsoring this
sponsoring
episode.
This episode. Maybe they'll be like, we're not sure about this.
Yeah, they'll be like, you know what, no.
But yeah, we have this sponsor trying to get some more, and thanks for listening, everybody. It was nice.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what you can do most to kind of help us out with all of this podcast is to listen to it and share it with your friends.
Yeah.
That helps immensely. And if you are watching us on YouTube, then just comment, even if it's just an emoticon or a sad face or happy face. We do appreciate. And like and share. Yeah, that helps us immensely. And yeah.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Have a nice one. Bye.
Bye.